The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. It is Tuesday, April the 4th. It is Masters Week, and everybody is jazzed about what's going on at Augusta. And that's where we're coming to you live from the Azalea House at Augusta, in Augusta, Georgia, and just, I don't know, 100 yards, a little wedge shot away from the entrance to Augusta National. And again, here on Tuesday, practice round. The weather so far, Mother Nature is leading on the scoreboard because yesterday was almost a complete washout for practice day. Big storms came through. Today, everything's cleared out, a beautiful day. And now the meteorologists are saying that the storms are going to come back tomorrow and maybe very well wash out not only a practice round, but also the par three tournament, if it is as bad as they say it might be. And then come Thursday, Friday, it's going to be nice again. So a lot of ups and downs right now, but beautiful day today here in Augusta, Georgia. Joining me here at the Azalea House, Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. Frank, how's everything today?
It's good.
You're good?
It's good. Yes, I'm happy
what
today.
What a beautiful day.
Did you see the tornado that formed right above? No. It came over the top of us yesterday.
No.
A tornado. Yes, it did. A tornado.
Why
came
is this
right
the first
time
hearing of this? Really?
Yeah, everybody.
Is
was.
That why you guys were all running and I was still doing the show?
Yeah.
Everybody else started running and throwing
yeah.
their headphones down and nobody said a word to me? Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't know that. We had a tornado nearby.
Yes. I got a picture of it.
No, you don't.
Did you
I
take
do.
A picture of the tornado?
Yeah.
Brendan Sweeney?
It's great for radio.
We're staying in the same house. Nobody said one word to me that there was a tornado yesterday.
We were talking.
Right over the top of us.
Yeah.
There it is.
Not a well-formed one,
picture.
But okay.
Can everybody see this?
Yeah,
there?
I know. Let's put that on radio. There you go.
Radio.
Can you see that?
It's a twister. It's a twister.
Twister. Wow.
Yeah, I saw
wow.
a bunch of Lilliputians and monkeys flying by. And,
oh.
and it was great. And
everything.
Leprechauns and everything else.
A house fell on your sister.
Hey, we got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today and some people joining us. We have Russ Holden, caddy for a cure, that will be joining us in just a little bit. We also have Major Ed Polito.
Ed Polito.
We love Major Ed.
Folds of Honor. Yes.
He'll be
Stallion.
Joining us in just a little
hero,
bit.
Hero, American
Will
hero.
Bacchus?
Will Bacchus?
Is he going to join us?
He's going to join us.
You know,
he's with Canoes.
You know what? Jim Bacchus, Thurston Hollow III. Any relations?
No. Brendan is wearing Canoes. It sounds a little weird, but Brendan has some Canoes.
I got in case it rains again, we got some Canoes.
On.
I got
Augusta
some big
green
feet.
Canoes.
They put these Canoes. They're
it's,
comfortable.
It's a golf shoe.
Are they? Yeah,
they're
top, a lot of people. The top sider look.
Yes.
That's another competitive brand, but they're great looking.
But
it's like I can get some of those.
It's like a boat shoe, if you will.
It is.
Without saying a brand. With
spikes on the bottom.
With like soft cleats on the bottom.
That's pretty cool.
I like it.
Look at that. Brendan's
just testing them. But he's worn them now for 2 hours. So
the test
won't be complete until
tastes like chicken.
You drive home.
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
Good Lord.
Let's do
a little house cleaning here as far as what's going on in the world.
Right.
We're not just golf. We're a fusion. We got so many things going on.
Music.
Including there'll be a concert tonight or is that tomorrow?
There'll be a concert tonight. Today is Folds of Honor Day.
Tuesday for the troops.
Tuesday for the troops.
Yep. And
salute the troops.
Salute the troops.
Salute the troops. There it is. Salute the troops.
So there's going to be some singing?
There'll be some singing
Brendan's
tonight.
Brendan's going to sing a little bit
Absolutely.
Tonight? Is that what we got coming?
Brendan's going to put on a skirt, and he's going to accompany Laura Brina this evening. Laura flew in from L.A. Her musical director is also the keyboardist and background vocals for The Who, Lauren
But
Gold.
They're on tour.
They're on tour.
In London.
So they flew in Olivia Newton-John's musical director and conductor.
Who happened to be in Vegas.
He was
and
in Vegas.
Had a day free or whatever. And
yeah. Has
didn't
a
he travel
day?
Like all day yesterday through the bad weather and ended up in like Minneapolis?
His flight got canceled. Halfway here, his flight got canceled.
Poor guy. He's finally getting here.
Will somebody get me a spritzer?
He's finally getting here.
Anyway,
she'll
perform tonight.
Yeah. Nice.
Big party.
How about her
fundraiser?
In Greece, Olivia Newton-John?
Who?
In Greece.
Left turn. Okay,
Greece.
Go ahead, Brendan.
That
what about
great.
It?
Greece, I mean, he probably, you know.
What about Greece?
Working with John Travolta in Greece.
Who?
Olivia Newton-John.
I don't know.
Well, having her music composer there.
Her music composer.
Okay.
Musical to musical.
As you can tell, we're having a good time in Augusta, too.
Okay, what about last night? We were up kind of late, as a lot of people in the country were last
Absolutely.
Night, because the NCAA championship game, once a year they play it. It's one of the biggest events all year in Phoenix.
Yep.
What do they have, 60,000, 70,000 people?
It was enormous.
Intimate little crowd in Phoenix to watch a game. North Carolina wins its sixth title. NCAA men's basketball title, 71-65 over Gonzaga. I think all of us were kind of pulling for the
Zags,
the small little school
out of
Washington, but they didn't quite get it done. But a great, great championship game. Very dramatic. Last couple of minutes, it was nip and tuck back and forth, so a lot of drama in that game.
I thought it was pretty cool because I watched Joel Berry, the second, went to grade school right down the street from my house. I remember watching him all through high school.
He's a big stud last night.
Orlando. Yeah, he did well. He did
for Carolina, played for
very well.
For the Tar Heels, had 21 to lead the way.
I went upstairs. You guys were down in the living room, a bunch of you. I went upstairs and I found the media room.
Yeah.
And it has like a 110-inch TV in it. And I hollered down the stairs, hey, boys, come up here. Well, check this out.
But that was like in the last 3 minutes of the game.
I know.
Everybody's like glued to the TV.
Well, that's kind of like the bar. We couldn't find the bar the whole first day we were in.
Yeah, we need
house.
To investigate the house better next time.
We have to go down. Well, we're getting, we're readjusting.
There's a lot
But during that time when you're yelling, I got the Domino's pizza delivery.
How much was that?
$38 for two pizzas.
Yeah, what happened there? Is that like Augusta prices or something during this week?
I have no idea.
Don't they do commercials like you can get any pizza for $7?
But the boxes cost $28.
It's like,
here's your pizza. You want to do the box?
And it tasted like the box.
Yeah. It was awful.
It was awful. Nothing against Domino's. We'll take that back.
We were kind of hungry, though. So
we were starving, so it was.
It
fit the bill.
It worked.
And we have Flight Scope. The guys from Flight Scope are here at the Azalea House, too. Hey, Flight Scope. How are you?
Flight Scope.
Guys from Wilson Sports.
Under Armour. Eyewear.
Under Armour Eyewear's here.
Chili Cheeks.
Tom Cox. My bad.
He's the head of Under Armour Eyewear.
He'll be on with us maybe tomorrow.
He's kind of like Sean Connery. Yeah. He called Jason Shaw the other day.
Yeah, I do. Well, names. I'm not the best with the names. Hey, by the way, what we did miss yesterday because we were here, although we did see the abbreviated opening day on Sunday for Major League Baseball. Cubs lost, and but only three games were played on Sunday. Yesterday was really the official opening day. And we missed a lot of the fun of it because the best time apparently was at Red Sox game. Red Sox Pirates opening day. And who do they have throughout? If you're a Red Sox fan and you're Boston, who would you have throughout the pitch? Well,
Roger Clemens.
The best arm in the Boston area would be Tom Brady.
Sure.
So Tom Brady comes out through the opening pitch. Well, they do a whole shtick where he brings out his jersey, which we now know they somehow pilfered. They pilfered
the Mexican
from Mexico
media.
And got the guy in Mexico. They got the jersey back.
How'd he get over the wall?
So Brady got the jersey, right? So he's kind of got it with him on the mound, and the fans are going crazy because Brady's jersey's back and everything's great. Gronkowski goes out there on the mound with him. Rob Gronkowski is tight end, his best buddy. And Gronkowski grabs the jersey from him
and runs
away in the outfield. Brady chases him down and tackles him. And this is all like pregame for the baseball game. For opening
how
pitch.
Cool is that? Oh,
did he throw a deflated ball over the
mound? The fans went nuts.
He flew the deflated ball over the wall.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. The green monster.
The jersey.
Now's the time to be in Boston. I mean, in the midst of all that going on with the Patriots, they are entertaining as all get out, aren't they? I mean, always a story. There's always some drama. Always fun. It just would be so great to be around Boston media now because of what the Patriots do.
I became a Patriots fan this year. My cousin Jennifer's son, Teddy Karras, was sixth round draft pick for the Patriots.
Yep,
number 75. So he got a Super Bowl ring this year.
Wow!
So
how cool is that?
From the University of Illinois.
We need to put that on your finger and take a picture and tweet it out at Golf Talk America.
The size of my wrist.
Get it. Yeah, I know. I know those things you put all over. I mean,
that happens to be Alex Karras's nephew, right?
Great nephew.
Alex Karras. For people that don't remember, a long time ago. Before he was an actor, he was actually a very good football player for the Detroit Lions.
Mr. Papadopoulos on Webster.
Actually as feared as Dick Butkus.
He was.
Detroit Lions.
That was back in the day, and you got to wonder, and I do think that Alex Karras, left turn here, Alex Karras had some issues with dementia and whatnot, like a lot of players did. You watch the way those guys played back in the Ditka era. I mean, the Butkus, Ditka era. Oh, my. Their helmets, their equipment was terrible to begin with.
Right.
And they ran into brick walls and collided all the time. The rest, there was no problem with it. You could clothesline, right, guys?
Sure.
Oh, Hendricks. You could just take them out.
There were no rules.
What about Tony Dungy? You know how small Tony looks? And Tony played for the Steelers.
He did. He was a safety.
Yeah.
Never guess it because he looks like he's 158 pounds.
Yeah.
He never was big.
And he was tough. They say he was tough.
But, oh, my God. The way those guys played back in the Alex Karras days. And, by the way, back then, and I still never understood this, a lot of teams, including Detroit, including the Bears to some degree, played on baseball fields at the same time.
So
they're playing in infields.
Yeah,
you think about it, I'm a professional football player. They're playing in dirt. So you watch some of those old Colts games when they were playing in Baltimore where the Orioles would play. It's just dirt on dirt, and it's kicking up. I'm like, at least let me play on a little grass. I didn't care.
Well, at Wrigley Field, I'm sure you remember it. Yep. As a kid growing up, I mean, you're going
brick
to
wall.
Brick wall in the end zone.
I mean, seriously, think of Wrigley Field, right? The vines? Well, it's a brick wall, right?
Yeah,
the only way you could configure a football stadium was one corner of one end zone was about from me to you from that brick wall.
Yeah.
So if you catch a pass,
so you're talking
to
about
corner,
post 48 inches.
Yeah, yeah. It's 3 feet away.
Can you imagine?
You catch a pass in that end zone, the DB pushes you into the wall. Bang, you go right into a brick wall.
Unbelievable.
It's like running into a brick wall.
How many fingers?
Middle one.
You're
the middle one.
You're good. Get back in.
You know, the other thing.
Break out the smelling salt.
The other thing, when we'll get back on, since we are in Augusta, the other thing is when AstroTurf came out.
Oh, yeah.
when AstroTurf came out, it was just on concrete. It was
Soldier's Field. Carpet
on concrete.
Old Cowboys Stadium in Irving, the one that they finally, that's all that was. Now, they finally put different turf on at some point, but when it was first built, and any of those Three Rivers,
you know,
any of the Riverfront Stadium, they were just.
But the Astrodome, guys, was originally had a glass dome on it, and they grew grass in there.
Yeah.
But the problem was that you'd look up into the glass, the players.
The glare.
The glare was so bad, so they painted it all black. The grass dies.
Yeah.
Monsanto, here we go. AstroTurf.
Do you know what the largest building in the world was prior to the Astrodome being built?
The West Baden Springs Hotel in French Lick, Indiana.
Located deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest.
How do you know that?
From 1901 to 1906.
How do you know that? Have you been there?
I've been there.
Have you? Hey, don't you have something? By the way, what's going on this summer up there?
We're having the first ever, well, we have two events in July. One at the Donald Ross course, the 7th, 8th, and 9th Symetra Tour Donald Ross Centennial Classic. So for Symetra. And then immediately after that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, on Golf Channel, we're having the first ever Senior Women's LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank. So ladies over the age of 45, it's the first ever Senior Women's Major. So we're really excited. The Riley's Hospital for Children up in
Indianapolis. Which is a fabulous charity.
Yep. It's a 300,000 kids cross over the tarmac, or the threshold.
A year. That's
in all 92 counties of Indiana and surrounding states.
The other thing, interestingly enough, yesterday when we had the L's for Autism team on, and we had the big event here, which was a huge success.
Oh, one out of 68 kids are getting autism.
Yeah. One out of 68. That's an unbelievable number.
Yeah. And if we could use Golf Talk America as a venue to create awareness and raise some money for these people all over.
Absolutely. Riley's Hospital for Children, L's for Autism Foundation we're so blessed to be doing what we're doing, and all of our listeners out there, you know, throw a dollar in the kitty for these kids.
Well, hey, we have a big raffle going on here.
We had a huge raffle.
What's still going on?
Yeah, and
thanks to you.
You were strong-arming people out of money last year.
I went old-school Catholic on them. Shake them upside down. I went up to a guy and said, hey, you got change for 100? Yeah, I gave him back 50. He's like, where's my change? He just bought a square.
Oh, God. Hey, by the way, you know who our good friends from Golf Genius Software, golfgenius.com, we have to shout out to them.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit about them real quick. Golf pros need to operate with maximum productivity and efficiency while at the same time delivering a great golf experience to their members. Golf Genius is the perfect tool to help you accomplish those goals. Read what other head pros are saying about the benefits of Golf Genius in the testimonials on golfgenius.com. Thank you, Golf Genius. Great sponsor, great software. Great group of people that are there also. So many, many, many thanks to Golf Genius. We'll be having some of the PGA professionals as well as some of their customers are going to be on our show. It's a fabulous product.
As an operator, as for our resort, we have 2.5 golf course, 45 holes of golf, and we do outings all the time. You know, software now, it does all the work, takes all the guesswork out of it, and frees up your professionals, and it's great. It's a great experience.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Golf Genius. Shout out to our good friends at Golf Genius. So.
Hey, again, we're coming to you from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, at site of the Masters, which will get started in a couple of days. Today is Tuesday, so another practice round. But also on Tuesday, week of the Masters, tonight, if you happen to be one of the rare people that have ever won this tournament, it's the Champions Dinner.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Champions. Oh, yeah, from the 75. That was a phenomenal year.
Was that a great year? Yeah.
The way you made that putt and... Nick
I'm busting tables.
Afterward.
More butter.
People don't remember but look back in your history book when Frank Bassett beat Nicklaus in a playoff. So the Champions Dinner, which, by the way, was started. There's so many traditions here.
Yeah.
That was started by Ben Hogan.
I didn't realize that.
In 52, Ben Hogan started the tradition of all the champions, at that point, not many, getting together and having dinner. So tonight, the dinner for the champions is Danny Willett. Of course, the defending champion gets to pick his dinner.
Wonder what Danny's having. Shepherd's pie?
He's having another one of those
English dinners.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
Haggis. I mean, no, that's not
pudding.
It's like
blood pudding.
If I don't win, I want Sergio to win, right? If I'm in the field.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sergio,
oh, yeah.
Please. That's going to be a great meal. You get these English guys and Scottish guys. So, he's having some kind of pudding, some custard, and it's some kind of a roast beef something or other. And I'm sure it'll be fine, and the chefs there will do a great job. But by the way, there's been. You want to know some of the other past champions?
Yeah.
Winners? Okay.
Yeah.
How about Ben Crenshaw? Well, we remember Crying Ben, Texan.
Crenshaw had strips or fillets.
Certified Angus beef brisket. Why not?
Okay.
St. Louis style pork ribs. Hill Country sausage. That would be Hill Country of Texas.
Which would be West Texas. We're talking about
that's Austin, right?
Central Texas, Austin area, right where Ben's from. Peach cobbler.
Yes.
And that was for dessert. Now, who else do you want to know? You want to know about another Englishman?
Yeah.
Nick Faldo.
Oh, Lord.
This one wasn't too
Sir
bad.
Sir Nick Feldo.
Fish and chips. I can do fish and chips.
Ugh.
Fish and chips.
It's fried.
And tomato soup.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, okay. Just pour me some Heinz ketchup and
how
a bowl
about Tiger,
with some water.
Tigers, first one in 97. There was a little bit of controversy around that one.
Yeah,
Tigers had cheeseburgers, grilled chicken sandwiches, french fries, strawberry and vanilla milkshake. You remember he was like
That's
18
right.
when he won, right?
That's right.
So it's like, this is a typical teenager's meal that he wanted here. And strawberry shortcake.
How good is that?
Four desserts. So that wasn't too bad. 99, Jose Marie.
Gobble. There you go. What did he have?
Known, he served in 2000, but here's what he served in 95 following his first Masters. Collard green soup. Not sure if I like that.
What? That's like a lawnmower bag.
See if I can pronounce this. Tizzaro.
Yeah, it's sausage.
It starts with TX. Okay, Tizzaro and salsa verde.
Easy for you to say.
Prime New York sirloin steak. Roast rack of lamb. Broiled chicken, asparagus, baked potato, roasted. It goes on and on. Like how much?
Who? What is this?
His is like this long. That's Olathabo's.
He was hungry.
That's Olathabo's.
He was hungry.
VJ? VJ, that might be a weird one, right? What'd he want? He's from Fiji. What do they eat in Fiji? Any idea?
They have a lot of good water there.
I haven't looked yet.
They have good water. Do you know the biggest
bread and water?
The biggest expense of bottled water is the shipping.
Is it from where?
The
shipping comes from.
Okay, yeah, so heavy.
Here's what he had. He had seafood Tom Kha. I don't know what that is. It's like a person's name, Tom Kha. Chicken Penang curry, baked sea scallops and garlic sauce, baked Chilean sea bass fillets.
That's good. Chilean sea bass.
And three flavor chili sauce, rack of lamb and yellow curry. I'm sorry, curry. Curry. No, curry.
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 That's K-A-R-I. That's not how you spell curry.
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 Say curry. Curry.
The R is silent.
I don't know.
And leche sorbet.
That's interesting.
Very different menus that everybody seems to have. So those are just some of the different ones. Mike Weir, the Canadian. What would a Canadian have? What do you eat in Canada?
Elk.
What do you have?
Elk and mayonnaise.
How about lobster? Puff pastry. Yeah. Wild boar with chanterelle mushroom. Sockeye salmon tartare. White and green asparagus. Roasted rack of... Everybody has... Oh, rack of elk. There you go.
There you go.
And fried chicken. And some filet.
You ever try racking an elk?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
They don't like it. I know they don't like it. Hey, a little bit later, we're going to take a break, but a little bit later we've got Russ Holden with Caddy for a Cure join us. Also, Major Ed Polito will join us when we come back after this one. But we'll also talk because there is still a lot going on about what happened with Lexi Thompson.
A lot.
At the major for the women and the inspiration. And one guy in particular, Justin Thomas, is very adamant about it. He's got a good perspective, I think, on what a lot of people are saying about how that all went down and what needs to be changed about things. So we'll keep on that as well. And also keep you updated. Rumor is, we talk about it during the pregame, Tony Romo may be retiring from the Cowboys.
From?
For how long?
They're saying he's going to go into broadcast. I'm not going to get into that.
For how long?
He's going to get into broadcasting.
See?
But chances are, if some team comes a calling, which they haven't yet, but if suddenly they do into September or something, he may leave the booth or the studio and go do that. So that's kind of a big headline.
Do you think there's more graduates from Southern Illinois University in broadcasting or Eastern Illinois University in broadcasting there now?
I think that there's no doubt that the greatest of all universities in the state of Illinois would be Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I'm thinking Ole Miss boys.
I have no idea.
Myself.
See, the communications department.
Shepard Smith. Myself and Shepard Smith.
I have no idea. I do know that. You know who was from Southern Illinois? I mean, every school's got some bizarre ones. Richard Roundtree.
Really? Shaft.
The actor.
Shaft.
Really? Shaft was from Southern Illinois. I don't know why that's a good one.
Shut your mouth.
Burl Ives.
Burl Ives from Eastern?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Mike Shanahan.
Mike's a good friend.
Our dear old friend, Mike Heimerdinger.
Sean
Payton.
We do his tournament every
year. Brent Childress. So one time there were four NFL coaches from Eastern.
How about backup quarterback?
Garoppolo.
May not be a backup much.
Welcome
longer,
to a golf show.
Yeah.
Well, it's sports entertainment, fusion media.
We got it all.
We're the confusion of sports entertainment.
You're the guy that put the comma in the title.
All right, start the music because we're going to take a break. And Major Ed will come join us and talk about all the great things that Folds of Honor is doing. Again, Golf Talk America coming to you live from the Masters. We're at the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, and we will be back right after this.
Hey, what's the buzz?
Lord.
There is no keeping Brendan down.
Lord.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort and Frank Bassett.
Hi.
Coming to you from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, site of the Masters. This is Tuesday, so it's practice day, April the 4th. And, of course, Thursday, the official tournament will begin. We were talking earlier in the show about the weather and the forecast. So today, beautiful day, 85. Oh, guys get out there and practice all they want. Lots of rain yesterday. And they're saying more rain tomorrow, Wednesday. Could wipe out a lot of practice. Could wipe out the par three tournament, which I hope it doesn't, but it could, because it looks like a major storm that'll last from about 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon.
I saw some old guy building a boat down the street.
Really? Yeah, a bunch of animals?
With a beard. And then Thursday, supposed to be nice, but cool, right? So we might see some, I'm not saying we're going to see hoodies, but it's only high about
64.
Low 60s or something, right?
What? So really? Thursday? Only 64?
Chilly, yeah. And so when you guys get out early, it's going to be in a low 50s, high 40s. So
sure.
Anyway, ouch. Weather could be a factor. The weekend looks like it should be good for the tournament. So,
is it legal on the tour to have those hand warmers, you know, hot hands?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you can do that.
But is it legal to have them in with your golf balls?
Why not?
Oh, because it would affect the flight if you took the ball? Probably not, I guess, if there's a rule. I'm sure there's a rule against that.
Well, what if somebody phoned it in like 2 days later?
Well, brings us to a subject. Good segue there.
That's right.
Because we all still know what happened with Lexi Thompson at the Inspiration in the first major as she gets called a day later. So what happened, they see a replay on her third round on Saturday. They get an email, and one thing leads to another, a four-stroke penalty because it happens the next day that she didn't even know about, and she ends up losing in a playoff for the major. She had a statement today, very classy, saying congratulations for the win, and it has nothing to do with what happened to me. We don't want to disparage what happened and everything else. But certainly there's a lot of people that are weighing in on this, one of which is Justin Thomas.
What did he say?
PGA Tour. And so here's what Justin's saying, and he was very vocal about the whole thing. He said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but it's ridiculous what happened to Lexi Thompson. His quote was, whatever number that is that people call into, it needs to go away. And that's a question we all ask.
It was like, an email, though, wasn't it?
This was. In past, it's been phone calls. We all work in the golf world. None of us would have any idea who you would call, what the number is. I wouldn't know who to email.
Well,
you know,
I'm hosting two LPGA events this year.
Oh, boy.
Do you know who to email?
Well,
email Brendan Sweeney. Let me get his number out on the air.
Realistically, if I email the commissioner or whatever it may be,
they'll get back to you in a week.
On a Saturday, right?
Who knows what that email is? That's something somebody needs to look into, is where did that go to? Because Justin brings up a good point. If I had a problem, and he brings it up with Alabama playing the national championship game, he's an Alabama kid, right, against Clemson in football. He said, well, in that last play that won it for Clemson, I saw a pick. I didn't like what I saw. Do I have the ability as a guy sitting at home to call someone and change what happened in that game? No, I don't. I wouldn't know who to email or call anyway. How do people know who you're supposed to email about something you saw on TV to make them look at it? So it brings up that whole can of worms up.
Maybe as the Russians.
If you want to use replay, then the PGA Tour, the LPGA, USGA should have someone who sits in a booth and does nothing but watch.
I agree.
They do in other sports.
I agree.
Well, and then that person can make a call or not make the call, but not the guy sitting at home in Peoria.
That goes back to, you have Lexi Thompson, who's a world-class athlete, right? She's, top 10 LPGA golfer.
Major champion.
What about the number 60 guy or someone who's not as public?
Not on TV, so they're not
seeing. Yeah, so they're not doing that thing as well.
Here's what Lexi did, though. If you look back at the video, we all know what she did, but, I mean, she broke from her routine also. She marked the ball from the side and replaced it from the side instead of going behind it.
But she did it just to line up the line.
To line up the line.
It wasn't
That's
like
it.
She was trying to improve her lie. It was not sitting the way she wanted. And we all know there's a line on balls now that you can line up for the. And it was a 1 foot putt.
It's so much for an aiming device, right?
Right.
Well, there's another rule.
So she just turned the ball really to kind of get it lined up the way she wanted, and it moved it about half an inch or so. And somehow that is. And so now the word is, okay, we got to change these rules. We were talking earlier. Why take so long? You don't need till 2019 to make rule changes. If you know that these are things you want to change, one of which is also the ball drop.
Now, that's the craziest thing.
Sense, they're saying, is what needs to go into golf. Because if you look at all these things in a whole, if you have a 12-year-old kid, a nephew, a grandson, somebody that wants to get a granddaughter, wants to get into the game of golf, and they see all this, it's almost like, I don't know if I want to be involved in something that's that
nitpicky.
Weird and crazy.
If you look at the rule
about
book,
everything, she didn't do anything to help herself. So
if you look at the rule book, how many pages is in the USGA rules of golf?
15 million.
Yeah, I mean,
something
God
like
only
that.
Had 10 rules. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a very, very frustrating thing for a lot of different people. So a lot of people are chiming in. A lot of support for Lexi because she handled it well. She cried. I mean, it was very emotional.
It was very emotional.
So you felt
well. You're in the zone.
But
and the other thing is, the LPGA knew about it for 2 hours before informing her. Their decision was made
prior day.
That was on the 12th hole. four. You figure she's on a fourth hole and they already sealed her fate.
Yeah.
They could. She could have changed her game plan. She had eight holes to adjust.
And if somebody emails and says, here's what I saw yesterday, there should have been a rule or a person that would rule and say, I'm sorry, but that was yesterday. We were into a new round.
Game's over.
We didn't catch it yesterday. There's something we can't do anything about it now, because why not go back to Thursday's round? And people brought that up. Well, what about Thursday?
What about last year's Masters? Did something happen at last year's Masters?
Where's the time? And they gave her two strokes extra for that. If it was just the two for what she did, she might have been in the hunt.
Well, how would she know about signing her card?
Another two because she waited a day.
Four-stroke penalty.
Yeah. I mean, so.
It was nuts.
But she played her butt off. She did well.
She did.
She came back.
Yeah.
Went into the playoff and just missed the putt.
We all feel for her.
We love you, Lexi. You're the best.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate what happened. But a lot of people are chiming in. We hope that certainly won't be a factor at the Masters or any other big tournaments. But there's no way of saying
no
it
more drama.
Because it's happened. That's the third time it's happened since Dustin Johnson. It happened in the Women's U.S. Open.
Yeah, and then Dustin Johnson again.
Dustin Johnson again, and now it's happening. So it's realistic to think it's going to happen again.
Well,
if something doesn't change.
You know, save the drama for your mama. Come on.
Well, let's get a real hero here.
You think we need to get a real hero on the show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know one.
Everybody,
I don't know.
Everybody wants
to get you put that headset on.
Get
I don't
down,
know. We won't tell you
there.
Who it is.
All the way from the great state of Oklahoma, where...
Oklahoma,
where the winds go, sleeping across the plain.
Oh, wow. Sweeping.
That's good. That's good. Were you in the road play of Oklahoma?
He was.
No, my favorite Oklahoma Gabby reference was Steve Martin in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels when he's running through the thing.
Hotel
and he's got the pan. He's like, Oklahoma. Yeah, okay. That was the best.
That was an obscure little reference.
But the other guy that we know here is Major Ed Polito from the Folds of Honor.
Who
is Ed here?
A true American hero.
Hey, what a great day to be an American. Hoorah!
Where's Ed? Where's Ed?
I can't hear him.
Are you here? Where are you at? Oh, there you are.
Look,
Ed.
I'm here with the fans. Hey, I love this. I love Marcus. I got to tell you.
Well,
that
you're
man
the only one, for God's sake.
The man, the Azalea House himself, Marcus Burnell, our host out on tour, Major Ed.
I got to
tell you. He's hosted Golf Talk America at almost every PGA Tour event this year.
No, I tell you what.
Outstanding.
Yesterday was a perfect example of why you need to go to Azalea House Hospitality. I mean, there were two rain delays.
Because you needed someplace to come.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
And?
Absolute blast.
So far, the beverages have been good. We've partaken in a few
beverages.
Yeah,
boy.
Those are good. The food's been good.
Hey, I have a question. Major Ed's with us. You just got off an interview with the Paulson brothers, right?
I did.
Not they the said, brothers, the Paulson
said,
boys.
They said hello, by the way.
Did they? Did you really tell them on their show?
Well, you should have.
Golf Talk America, baby.
Because we just talked about them on our show.
I mean, yeah, we just talked about them on our show.
Come on, Ed. Next time you're on any show.
Here, let's call them.
Let's call them. Call in.
Yeah, you got to
call in to SiriusXM Radio.
Hey, they love you guys. You know, you guys are all partners.
Yeah, we are. We're all friends.
Whatever you do, you reference Golf Talk America.
Exactly what I got
to
do.
When you talk to Donald Trump or George W. or Obama, anybody that you're talking to, say, by the way, was fun.
Tim Matthews plays golf with him. You've played golf with President Bush. All I want is a signed picture from W. That's all
we
I want for Christmas.
We got to get you something.
I want it to Golf Talk America.
You want a signed picture from W. You want a free set of clubs.
From
you want
PXG.
We're
hoping that comes
PXG
tomorrow. We got a card right here. We got PXG
what else
tomorrow
does he want?
He wants a pair of canoe shoes.
I don't have any golf clubs.
It's a new Mercedes.
Yes.
I know. I just got a phone call.
How about
it's
a new
classic from the Mercedes dealership telling me, oh, you got all sorts of problems with your car. I'm like, oh, God.
No, you got problems with my car.
Yeah. I said, keep
change your oil and get it back to me.
I said, what are we talking about? He said, big money.
Yeah,
I went, oh, God.
The only guy in Nashville named Frank.
That's what you want to hear.
Anyway, Major Ed, how's it going?
Everything good?
Man, it is a great day to be an American. Look where we're at. This is a beautiful venue. First time here at this house. And I just think it's so special. And last night, you know, I got to meet some incredible Americans. Some of them had a little bit too much to drink. But you know what? They were heartfelt. We were all about hugging and loving, and you know what? That's what America's all
about. Where was I?
You were part of that group.
You were part of the had too much to drink group.
The first one he mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, we were giving you an IV.
The too much
he was
drinking
rolling
and
it around
and
with
the
it
hugging.
I thought that was a number four.
You know what was interesting to me is the West Point cadets that were here.
Yes.
They were such gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Well, and you know what? I got they want me to come up and speak at the at West Point and talk to the golf team. And you know what? That would be special.
Oh, wow.
I think that would be a very powerful thing. And I will tell you that what I've learned about this foundation started by Major Rooney is that we just make connections every day. And look at us. We've been together for a long time,
from
our Vegas show to all of the other shows.
The Ryder Cup,
involved
everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That
everywhere,
Vegas
yeah
show was in 2009, right?
Yeah. I wasn't even a great speaker then.
Well, yeah.
Hey, tell people that don't know about Folds of Honor and what you guys do.
Well, at the Folds of Honor,
they know how to participate if they want to.
Yes, sir. It was started by Major Rooney, the F-16 fighter pilot. He's a PGA golf professional. We started with Patriot Golf Day, where grassroots golf initiative and courses across the country donate a dollar or more to the cause. Now we have over 300 plus events that we do, and so it's just grown leaps and bounds. But the premise is that we take care of the families of the fallen, wounded, and disabled by providing educational scholarships. And now this week, of course, what we do is we do fundraisers across the country. And just to talk to Marcus earlier about the Azalea House and what this all means and how it's all come together, you know, just gives you a great perspective about how the American people can come together for our troops. And that's what last night was all about with Caddy for a Cure. I mean, they mentioned us, and now we're going to collaborate. We're going to do a scholarship together. I mean, that's the power of connection.
Well, that's what the power of golf is. I mean, people, we were talking to people yesterday. I had four different connections with people that you had four different connections with. It's great.
It was crazy.
And then to bring you into the mix, it's like, holy cats. Can't even keep up with you anymore.
We had a good time at the PGA show. You were up on stage with them.
Yeah.
You just went right on stage. Major Ed's up there.
Jim Remy was up there.
Who was performing?
Michael Breed was up there.
You did with Dierks Bentley, right?
Yeah, he was on stage with Dierks.
Dierks Bentley.
Yeah. And we walked in the back door with him.
We came in the back door with Dierks and the band. I said, I'm with the band. Yeah. I'm with the band.
Yeah. The guy stopped me.
Isn't that funny? You guys
smell something of the wee.
No, it was all good.
I'm with the band.
Brought to you by Budweiser, big proud sponsor of
Budweiser. Budweiser's in the house tonight, and we've got our friends that brought some vodka out as well.
Yahoo!
I got to tell you, you know what? It's making an impact. We bring people together, man. But it's people like you that make it
a major
happen.
Like no other.
And there's still some tickets available for everybody out there. Go to azaleahospitality.com. Folds and Friends salute the troops.
Yes.
Tonight here at the Azalea House, azaleahospitality.com.
Come see me, man. We're going to freaking fire it up tonight.
Hey, by the way, and Laura's going to perform tonight. Laura Brina.
Yes.
Frank showed me your Purple Heart. Do you still have that somewhere?
I do. It's right here.
I gave him a coin. I need to give you one too. You know, I had a roadside bomb in Iraq, and I'm all tagged up with stuff. But you know what? Losing my left leg was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I got to tell you, I'm here with you all, and that's what I mean by it. You know, I would never be here if this hadn't happened. And guess what? I live every day to promote and support our military families. My two girls are scholarship recipients at the foundation, so I truly understand what it all means to provide educational support and opportunities for these military families.
And a lot of people need that help. Who was the young lady, the wife that spoke in Orlando?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What a wonderful Ginger Gilbert Rivella.
Not a good story, but a wonderful story she told about how people came to her help when her husband passed away, right?
Correct. Oh,
it was brutal. Yeah. I mean, everybody was crying.
But inspirational at the same time.
Very inspirational,
what you guys are doing and other organizations are doing, people don't realize that when something happens to a soldier, a man, woman, whatever, that it affects not only that person, but the family and everything else that happens.
Tell me about Sarah White. There's a big banner back here with Sarah White's picture on it.
Yeah, Sarah White is so special. She's our first graduate at the Folds of Honor Foundation. We gave her a job. She's running our North Texas chapter now in Dallas, Texas area. And you know what? At the end of the day, you know what? She lost her dad in 1995. I will tell you that it's a real quick. She actually sent her bio in. My wife read it, and my wife came into my office and said, you need to contact this young lady, and you need to give her a scholarship. And I'm like, okay, what's up with it? And she said, you know what? In her deal, she said in 95 there were not these organizations providing this support. And certainly she'd been denied by everybody on the scholarships. And then all of a sudden she comes to us. She graduates from Auburn. And look what we're doing, man, making a difference.
How good is
she's
that?
From Atlanta, by the way. So look. It's fitting that
how
we're all
is that?
Close
how
to this.
How good is that?
Oh, yeah.
That's fabulous. That's
what
fabulous.
It's all about. So
we're talking with Major Ed Polito with Folds of Honor. And how long have you been with Folds of Honor?
I've been with Major Dan going on 9 years.
Wow.
And since it started. And I want to just kind of tell all of you that from last night's event, you know, with Caddy for the Cure and the Azalea House, and our good friend Marcus and the whole team. And I want you guys to be involved in this. We're gonna do a scholarship all together. So it's kind of like, you know, that's what it's all about. So
how much does it cost to get a kid through school using the Folds of Honor?
We give 4-year scholarships, which means they can apply 4 times. That's about $20,000. The cost of education right now is about $120,000 for 4 years for a smaller school. I mean, if you go to the Duke University of the world, it's $60,000 to $80,000
a year. Wake Forest is huge.
Yeah. So think about that. And so we're just kind of helping and hoping that, you know what, that they'll graduate, they'll understand that, you know what, they can pay it forward to someone else. And, you know, at the end of the day, we do all of these events. It's not just about getting together and having a great time, because that's what it is all about, too. But it's about also honoring that sacrifice and educating that legacy. And that's what Tuesday here at the Zelia House is all about.
You got it.
Promoting the troops, supporting the troops, and not just giving them and putting a bumper sticker on their car and saying, hey, thank you, we support you. It's about making a difference.
Absolutely. Well said.
What's your golf game like?
Hey, you know what?
Talk about your golf game.
Here we go.
Here
we go.
Uh-oh.
25 a hole, automatic one down.
Well, you know, I got to go back. I went to Ireland several years ago.
Good for you.
I actually.
Yeah, they called me about that, by the way.
But 4 years ago, I went to Ireland. I didn't do very well. The second time I went to Ireland, I took lessons. And, you know, I changed my swing. I went ahead and used the 3 techniques, basically, to make sure that I know how to hold the club and know how to hit and not strike as hard. And you know what? Now I'm hitting the ball down
really?
Range,
look
baby.
At you.
I know.
But you were a college athlete, right? You're a natural athlete.
Yeah, I played baseball, so I have a strong swing and a good swing, but golf is a little different
it
in
is.
That regard. But you know what? Yeah. I also live with a traumatic brain injury, and for me, golf has been a good game for concentration, for mechanical awareness, and my cognitive skills. And you know what? It's been a challenge to get from where I went in 2004 after hitting a roadside bomb, losing my leg and all of that happening, to where I'm at today. And that's about making a difference and, you know, trying to do things purposeful in life. And, you know what? That's what I'm all about. And that's what that coin is all about as well.
Wow.
Awesome stuff. It's great. By the way, I think it's important that you've been doing this through different administrations, irregardless of what or who might be in the White House. You guys march on, and it's the same thing as far as doing that. So a lot of people sometimes like what's happening in Washington, don't like what's happening. But regardless of that, you guys are doing what you're doing for the cause you're doing it for, and there's still always going to be troops there, whether it's Democrats in office, Republicans, whatever. And I think that's what's great about it. Put that aside if you're trying to help the cause. And still help the cause, no matter what.
I like the way you just said it. Bottom line is we are all Americans first.
Yeah.
Political parties aside, we all come together. We all make a difference. And people can go to foldsofhonor.org and contribute. You guys are great contributors to our cause. And so if you're out there listening and you want to give $25, $50, $500 to $1,000 or more, tonight's the night for us to raise some money. But more importantly, I want to thank the Azalea House for honoring our sacrifices, but also saying, you know what, at the end of the day, we stand with the Folds of Honor, and that's so powerful.
That's very well said. Very well said.
Yeah. We appreciate it, Major. Am I going to get one of these?
You're getting one, baby.
Hold on a second, but you're not only doing golf. You guys are spreading your wings elsewhere.
Yeah, NASCAR,
what's
NFL,
it like NASCAR?
Football. You know what?
Turn left, baby.
No, that's fine.
I was at the Pittsburgh. I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I got my dream. I was doing the terrible towel with Rocky Blyer. Man, we're freaking
Rocky
all over.
The Blyer.
University of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He's a wounded veteran as well, too.
We're throwing first pitches, and then Major League Baseball and Budweiser. I mean, the king of beers, baby.
You're heading out to KC. You're throwing the first pitch.
I'm headed to KC next week, with Quick Trip, which is one of our big sponsors. And you know what?
That'll be fun. Have a steak.
Hey, you ought to see
what
me
kind
throw
of pitch?
First
I want to know, because now that's your game, baseball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you good on right-handed, left-handed?
I'm right-handed, but I'll tell you what, just go on the internet and see a couple of those pitches, man. Strikes.
So you're not bouncing it in.
No. Not a 50 cent deal.
Are you
know
up on the mound?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the worst ever, right?
No, I don't throw like this. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
It's like Brendan's grandmother threw like 50 cent. You know, it's like, went like sideways.
She passed away, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Do you know that Paul Stankowski, who's a PGA professional, of course, and contributor
often
to the show,
often,
his great-great-grandfather came over Paul, we're at the PGA Merchandise Show in Madrid, and Paul's telling me this story. His great-great-grandfather had
Well, he has a belt company called Francis Edward. Where did the name come from?
Yeah, where did the name come from? That's right, that's right. Okay.
His great-grandfather.
So, well, it's after last night. Whew. Yeah. Anyway, so where did the name come from? He said, well, my great-great-grandfather came over. He had a passion to build the best whatever it was.
Widget,
yeah. And he saved all his money and put all his wares and got on a ship to come to America. And he never got to see his passion because the ship sank.
Oh, wow.
And the ship was the Titanic.
What a powerful story.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no, no.
Let him finish. Drag.
Let him finish.
Okay. And
I've heard this story.
You finished. He had me going. Okay, I'm listening to this story.
I was listening to the story and the whole time.
And I'm back teared up because Paul's
and Frank,
just
and Frank's
teared
like
up.
This, and he's going on, and he finally brings up, and he goes, and the boat he was on was the Titanic. And you can see Frank go, oh, man. And so he couldn't do it. So in honor of that, Paul names his company Francis Edward and Bell coming like, and so Frank's like, well, and he starts to say how horrible and awful. And all of a sudden, Stankowski goes, I'm just jacking with you. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, man.
And this is
only
air.
What? How did you say that?
He had me.
So, it's like it was a five-minute story to explain how he walked up the plank. He got into
It went on forever.
Third class is all he could afford.
Reeled me in, baby.
With everything around it, all the details.
His name was Jack.
And he couldn't make it. He's like, I'm just kidding. He had nothing to do with it. He says, it's my middle name. It's my partner's middle name. That's how the name came
about.
Man,
you guys almost had me crying.
See?
I know.
I know. Too far. I know. You can tell
that's why he jumped in. I'd mess the story up.
You guys have heard this, though, deal with me is that, you know, when I got one of my blood transfusions, I got a little female blood in me, so now I cry all the time. I tell people that.
Lord.
And Old Yeller gets me now. So, I mean, like, hearing a story like that, I'm like, oh, man, really?
Yeah.
You know. But it's so powerful. Hey, look, we got a bunch of fans out here
hanging we do.
Out. And my boy Chris, man. I
There's
love Chris.
Chris giving up for Chris.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Chris DeMaine, the man.
He is the man, huh?
He is. He works hard.
I know.
That guy works
plays
hard.
Plays hard, too.
Well, he does play hard.
Chris thought he was going to qualify this year. So this year, sorry, Chris, he didn't.
He did not make it in the Masters.
Yeah. So he's hoping today. Otherwise, next year, Chris, you'll be in there. You'll be you'll be 100 yards from here
practicing. I'll loop for you, brother.
Never give up on your dreams,
don't
brother.
Give up, baby.
Never give
don't
up
give
on
up
your
up
dreams.
On him, man. You can make it.
And don't get on the Titanic.
Don't tell him you're Catholic.
No, that's right. That's right.
Don't do that.
We are live at the Masters. That is a fact. Live
Madrid,
at the Zodiac
thanks
House.
So much. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Leave us with a parting thought, Madrid.
Well, I will tell you that foldsofhonor.org is where you can go and contribute and support this great cause. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America.
Yes.
Hoorah. And I'm going to leave you with one parting thought. It was General Peter Pace. I wrote a book, and people can go to warriorforfreedom.org and get a copy of my book, or majoredpolito.org. But I wrote in this book, and in part of this, General Peter Pace told me something very powerful. And he was a former Joint Chiefs Marine. He said, you know, Major, always remember that on that day you didn't lose that leg. On that day, you sacrificed your leg for your country and for everyone in this nation to be free. Here at the Azalea House, that's what we're all about. We're honoring those sacrifices because guess what? You know what? We understand that freedom is not free.
It is not.
Amen.
Well said. Well said. Well said. Right. Major Ed Polito, thank you so much.
Major Ed Polito.
Hold the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Let's do it. Right. Well, we going to crash the gates over here?
Yeah. Come on.
I'm with you.
Crash the gates.
Tell you what.
Come on.
This guy at the Ryder Cup? Insanity, Medina. We had all your buddies in.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza was great, though.
Tree Guys Pizza live in Irving Park Road in Itasca, Illinois.
Oh, Lord.
Major Ed, you need to get some energy. I don't know why you're so quiet.
I know.
Quiet.
I'm kind of down.
Keep
I'm
things
kinda
down.
Down.
You're a little depressed and everything. But
yeah.
You could kind of build
wait
up a little energy.
Wait until tonight,
help,
baby.
You know?
Tonight's going to be big.
Tonight, baby. We'll
AzaleaHospitality.com if you want to come tonight. Tickets are still available. Not a lot, though, so jump in there.
Thanks, Major Ed. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
God
sir.
Bless everything you're doing.
Hoorah.
All right,
absolutely.
We're going to take another break. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Frank Bassett, Brendan Sweeney, Tim Matthews here at the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, site of the 81st Masters Tournament. All right. Thanks so much.
Hey,
we appreciate it, Major Ed. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett, Brendan Sweeney, coming to you from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, site of the Masters. And we are just down the street from the entrance to the Masters. Today is Tuesday, April the 4th, and it's practice day. And a beautiful day here in, what are we in? We're in West Georgia, Northwest Georgia. Where
East
are we?
East Georgia.
I mean East South Georgia?
Southeastern Georgia.
We're Southeastern?
Southeastern.
I wasn't even close.
No.
What? South and east?
You were one of those guys my Dreb was talking about last
night. No, we got to be north, don't we? We're almost on the border of North Carolina or South Carolina.
That would be east.
South. Yeah, but it's not south, is it?
No, it isn't. It's middle.
I don't know.
We're in Augusta, Georgia.
We're almost in South Carolina. We're almost in South Carolina,
that's
but we're in Georgia. Beautiful day.
So why is Northwestern in Evanston?
Northwestern, good question. I have no idea.
In South Bend.
There we are.
South
Bend. Why is Ole Miss in Mississippi?
Nothing to do with anything. But we're coming to you here for the at the Azalea House, and we'll be here all week long. So all the way through Sunday, the final round of the Masters. We'll be here doing shows and telling people what's going on. So be sure to go to pjtour.com/podcast. When it's convenient for you, that's the beauty of it, and you can listen to all of our shows. And if you miss a day, obviously, you can come back and listen at any time. And
we have great shows.
We get – how many people are downloading? Like hundreds of thousands of people every month are downloading the show.
A ton.
To find out what's going on in the world and in our crazy minds.
Yes. We love our listeners.
Not always
we
a good thing, listeners. But they find out what's going on. What a beautiful place at the Azalea House. Frank, do we have anybody to talk to here?
I was trying to see if we could find somebody. You see anybody that we need to have on the show? I don't know.
We have thousands of people here at the Azalea House.
Maybe the owners. Yeah. What about our sponsor? How's that?
You want to have him?
Mr. Marcus Purnell. Marcus, welcome into the show.
Is Marcus here? Where's Marcus?
Hey, the Marcus.
Marcus,
the man.
Put your hand up so I can see where you are. Where are you, Marcus? Oh, there he is.
I can't see the forest.
What's up, Marcus?
He's 3 feet in front of me.
How are we doing?
Doing good.
You look like you're worn out. You've been here since the last time we saw you. Well, last time I saw you, at least, was in Orlando at the PGA Merchandise Show. And you've been here almost ever since, haven't you, at the Azalea House?
Just after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long process to get all of this pulled together as best you can. Are you having fun?
We are. We had a great time last night with Caddy for a Cure.
Yep.
On Sunday, before the Masters on the Drive, Chip, and Putt Day, we had Els for Autism and the first tee of Aiken doing a program that was unreal.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. It was real cool.
And then tonight we have Major Ed, Folds of Honor, sponsored with Budweiser. Under Armour was with...
We got to turn.
Caddy for a Cure.
There we go.
And it just keeps going every night. So
it's a blast.
Yeah, we're having fun.
We sold some raffle tickets last night, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You put the full court press on people last night.
Well, the prizes, like French Lick Resorts and
PGA
National, like Ledbetter, lessons for a couple hours, and signed scorecards by Masters champions, like the unreal prizes.
It was some cool stuff. Yeah. It was some cool stuff last night. Last night was a blast. Now, Marcus, tonight's event, the Folds event, it's called Folds and Friends, Salute the Troops. There's still, I believe, some tickets available online, right, Marcus, yeah. Chris, guys?
Yes.
Go to azaleahospitality.com to get them. So, yeah, please, our listeners, or if you're in this area, go get those tickets and get over here. It's going to be a great party. Laura Bryan is going to perform tonight straight from L.A.
Wow.
And her accompanist, her stand-in accompanist, because her actual musical director is with The Who, and he's on tour. So they scarfed Olivia Newton-John's musical director, so he'll be here tonight playing piano for her.
How long will she go for, by the way? Like an hour show or something?
I don't know. I think 40, 45 minutes, yeah, something okay. like that.
Nice. Yeah. She's tiny.
Laura's she a itsy bitsy girl. Thing. Yeah. Itsy bitsy thing.
She really is.
Boy, she's got a powerful voice.
She does.
Get her up to French Lick, get her some biscuits and gravy.
Really? Because that's what she wants. She wants to get bigger.
Beef her up.
That's what all women want, right? Let me get bigger.
Marcus, how did this whole thing start? You have an empire down here. This is awesome. You got people coming in from all over the world all week long. You provide just killer food, the bar, the facility here.
Yesterday was a perfect example of why you need to get hospitality.
Yeah. Tell us about how it came to fruition.
Well, years ago, we came down and worked in 97, and every year it's just grown and grown.
That's a good year to start. 97? When Tiger got going, yeah, good year to go.
And we bought several different properties down here and started the Azalea House in 2008, I think, 2009. And just grown every year. We get friends, guys like yourself, get involved with the partners, and here we are.
But it's a great homecoming. I know you had a bunch of your mates that stand across the street here.
hockey buddies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your
hockey
full-time hockey.
Yeah, from old hockey, junior hockey days. Yep. They're in for Monday and Tuesday. They're inside of the course now. So there you go.
Do you ever get to go in and watch any golf? I mean, you're here so much, and I know it's like right there. You can hit a wedge and hit the club, but do you have to stay here the whole time? Do you ever get in?
Yeah, I've gone in like three times. Once,
three times. How do you not go in? I mean, I'd have to go.
My father, I went in with him in 2001 before he passed away, and then my mother, I went in 2 years ago with her on a Wednesday, and then my wife, we went in last year on Saturday. So it's special for us to get to go in, too. I mean, we put all this together, but the Augusta National Golf Tournament that they do, the Masters, is special, and we're just lucky to get an opportunity to be around.
That's awesome.
Well, yesterday we had you said it, Brendan, I believe, that how important and the true value of Azalea House or hospitality here is because the weather turned very scary.
Frightful.
We had a tornado go right across the top of this place. And everybody exited, and thank goodness they had a place to go right here.
Yeah. Exited the grounds.
Exited the grounds,
And came here. And your people, by the way, were amazing. I mean, they were running out in the rain, getting things were blowing around. And you've got them trained pretty good, Marcus. I got to tell you, because your staff is amazing. They really are good.
Well, I think you see what we are is true Southern hospitality. We hire all local people that work here, and that's why we've been able to do what
with the exception of Chris.
Yeah, well, Chris. Yeah.
No Southern hospitality and there, by the way.
And Chris is a significant other that we've imported.
She's nice, yeah, but Chris, nice. I don't know about Chris.
She's from the South Side, that's why.
Is she from the South Side?
So that's Southern. She's a Southern girl.
Yeah, that's a Southern girl.
She's south of Route 80. No, north of Route 80.
And Marcus's lovely wife is here. She is just a beauty. Full person. I mean, inside and out, sweet lady.
And to put up with your shenanigans all the time.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
She's let him go out on the road with me a lot this year.
17
dangerous.
Years,
dangerous.
Hey, let me ask you too, Marcus, because you guys do a lot more than just this, although this has certainly got to be one of the crown jewels doing the Masters, but you do other events as well and hospitality for other events. You were at the Super Bowl, were you not?
Yes.
Did you actually get into that game? Did you watch? What a phenomenal finish to that game.
Yeah, again, I don't go a lot to the events.
Right.
Super Bowl actually left Saturday night.
Oh,
yeah!
What a game!
But I had to be down here. So
yeah,
it's kind of
you got to watch it at least.
Yeah. Well,
this is the big event for Azalea Hospitality.
And everything kind of comes off of this. Yes, we do some Kentucky Derby, we do some Masters. That's our staple, and then Super Bowl. We do other PGA events as well. We did the Ryder Cup with you guys.
Sure.
Did the BMW with you guys.
Brendan's birthday.
We
another
did
big
the,
event.
That's a Kentucky Derby, by
Shriners
the way.
Hospitals for Children.
Shriners. That was
did that one. That was in Las Vegas. We had a good
Frank.
Time.
Oh, how about Frank with the Shriners up at the BMW? Staying at the Marriott.
What did I do?
The guy with the motorcycle.
Did I get on that motorcycle?
Did you put a fez on?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yes, careful, you may break your fez.
Yes.
Yes, we had a good time.
Your fez.
Poor Marcus was buying cocktails at Aria, which was our sponsor for the tournament. And I went over to talk to some people, and they waved me over. And Marcus looked at him and said, "You don't want him over there. You don't want him over there." And I walk over, and I lean down on one knee and put my hand on their table, right, to lean down to talk to them. And the whole table flipped straight up in the air, glasses breaking everywhere. All the drinks went all over me, all over them. Marcus said that was a $500 fall.
If run.
If people want to know more, Marcus, you got a website. If people want to know more about events that you guys are involved in or how to get contact, even if it's to come back next year and maybe be a part of this here at in Augusta, what would they do?
AzaleaHospitality.com or The Azalea House on Facebook. We have quite a community that we've developed on Facebook. We're real happy with that. We like to.
That thing's going to take off one of these days.
Yeah,
that really, Facebook thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Instagram's going to
I don't
take
have a lot
off.
Of confidence in that.
So what Instagram we wanted to say was, you know, Mr. Sweeney and Mr. Matthews and Chris DeMain, we've traveled around the country with Frank this year. And
I don't like where this is going.
And all we hear
he more than Napa
at
Valley.
Every event is that Frank needs new golf clubs.
Oh, cries like a little girl.
No.
Okay?
No, guys, come
and
on.
So the boys, Sweeney and Tim and Chris and everyone got together and stole
some golf clubs.
Look at these bad boys.
And what we did was we went up the road here to the
trailers.
To the trailers.
And stole them.
So, Frank, put those in your trunk right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So we
got. These are mine.
Yeah, we got. Courtesy
you guys
of
are
all the guys here.
Guys, come on.
So, in other words, Frank,
wow.
Quit your
Chris,
bitching.
Yeah. And Billy's taking the
Billy,
wedge. There goes Billy.
Wedge. Give me my wedge back. Oh, no. Guys, you guys are too sweet.
It just shows. If you complain enough, finally something will happen.
Don't take the plastic off, right?
I know. Yeah, keep that on.
Yeah, I'm a little scared.
Keep those in the garage. They'll look good as new in a year.
Wow, Chris. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, so the guys at Wilson, obviously.
Doug Thiel and his team.
Yeah, and the awesome bag as well.
Now,
so.
The downside, yeah. Frank, is actually, these are ladies' clubs, but we got a good deal on them, so.
Well, no, these are great.
Ease up your swing a
these
little
have
bit.
The dynamic gold shafts in them, too. Oh. Look at that. Look at these
for
things.
For the power game you have, this is what you need.
I do have a power game.
Yes.
This is fabulous. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so now that we're talking about Frank and golf clubs and hitting, Frank, would you like to tell us how you did when we went out to Vegas? You were talking about the Shriners. And we went and hit a few balls. How did that go?
We went to Top Golf, and Frank had been on a plane all day. And Frank had flown out courtesy of Azalea. First class, by the way.
You're referring to yourself in a third person.
Yeah, Frank guy.
And so Frank.
Frankenstein.
Frank had really had a couple of adult beverages before he got to Top Golf, and here we are with Billy Hurley and
Charlie
Hoffman, yeah, Boo Weekly, yeah. And Marcus is hitting some great shots, and so what's his name? Gosh, I'm going blank. Anyway, Boo hands me clubs. Here, you hit some shots, Frank. I got up there with a wedge, and I went first swing, cold dead right shank
on Las Vegas Boulevard. Yeah. the ball's bouncing.
So he says, "Try that again." Now another one. Cold, boom. Dead, right, shank. And everybody's
same
going,
shot.
Holy. I said, I got to try one more. I hit one more. Cold, right, dead, shank. And Boo says,
give me that.
He said, I think you got a Mercedes, a Jaguar, and a BMW.
Well, at least you're consistent.
A homeless guy and a hooker got knocked out, too.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The important thing about golf is to be consistent, Frank, and you got that shot down.
I have it down.
You know where
so
you're
I
going.
Just aim the opposite direction.
Aim left and shank it right.
Yeah, so thank you.
Frank and shank.
I can't tell you. That's too sweet.
That
too
with
sweet.
Your Seymour putters will look nice in the bag.
Yeah. Yes, they will. Seymour Putter Company is one of our sponsors here at Azalea House, too. Yep. They'll be here. Jim Grunberg, the president of Seymour's, coming
in.
Oh,
he'll be so happy to not
tomorrow.
Hear you whine anymore and say you need something from somebody. Who do you know?
What's it going to be
now?
This year?
Yeah. Yeah, my car's in a shop again.
Anybody give me a Mercedes? I got to tell you,
I just got a phone call from the dealership. They said, you got all sorts of problems with your car, Frank. That was during the break. I'm like, oh, this
see, but now you got a new set of clubs.
See
how life flips sometimes? You have no idea.
He just moved on to another subject to complain about.
Yeah.
I love everybody. There's Bill. Bill Conwell is in the house.
Billy.
Bill's out of bed. Did your car start, Bill? You left the door open all night. I shut it this morning.
Good Lord.
Live from Azalea Hospitality, deep in the heart of Augusta, Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah, right.
We're literally outside
the gates.
We're a par four away from the gates.
And by the way, Marcus, I do want to mention, too, you're mentioning all the great people you have working here, a lot of locals. So someone picked me up, right? Somebody had to pick me up at the airport, and you sent Sam to come get me in Atlanta. It's a two-hour drive or so, right, to
Sam,
get
great
here.
Kid.
I feel bad for Sam.
Sam is over there somewhere. He's one of your valets. Yeah. And Sam's telling me about
his new future.
His story and stuff like that. Yeah. He's going to be, and I said, so, you know, I look at him, he's about 20-ish, 21, 22, somewhere around there. And I said, so what do you do? Said, well, I was in school, but anyway, here's what I'm planning to do. I'm going to Navy SEAL school training. And I'm like, do you not like challenges, or are you just kind of
a
wimp?
Pick something a little tougher?
Seriously, he's going to become a Navy SEAL.
Well,
he's the nicest guy. Calls you sir. And it's like you're looking around for your dad, right?
Well,
like
that's like last
he's
night,
like, sir.
You know, with the
anyway, good job, here. Good job, Marcus, because you got some great guys here.
Sam, last year, one of our clients pulled off with a flat tire. He runs up the road. He changes it right on the spot.
Oh, I'm like, telling you, what a guy!
And the guys, the valets.
I'm going to adopt him if I could. Is
the valets we've been. We've had them since day one. A lot of the staff has been here since day one. We've just grown, and they've added, you know, their family, their local Augusta.
Yeah, he's from South Carolina.
Kids and
good guy. The guy, head valet parking guy, has a goat cheese farm.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly in Aiken.
Yeah.
I got some of that last year.
Yeah. It's unreal.
If there's vodka in that case right there,
there's a lot of vodka.
We use it.
I love him.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, AzaleaHospitality.com. Marcus, I can't tell you how appreciative and happy we are to be associated with you guys, because you're first class all the way. You and I have traveled all over the country this year together. It's been a blast. We've had a lot of fun.
We've worked really hard the rest of this week.
And we've got the rest of this week to really get this puppy kicked off.
Yeah.
And
this is great.
Yeah, and get people here at Azalea House. You don't have to if you haven't previously been here and you're in the area, come down here, ask for Chris DeMaine, and he'll get you set up with a day pass, I guess. I don't know how much they are. They're not that expensive. $175 Yeah. And just come in, and all the food and the party tonight.
Entertainment.
Wonderful Southern hospitality, like his girlfriend from
the beautiful south side
of Chicago.
Yeah.
Southern girl.
She's a sweetheart.
Should have gone to Macaulay.
Southern Belle. We do appreciate it, Marcus.
Did he not put us up in a beautiful home?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah, we're staying in a great place.
It's gorgeous. Have you gotten that pool table taken apart yet?
You got a set of clubs?
Tell you what, they have the best hair dryers at our place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, we won't really go there. Inside joke there.
We're not going there.
By the way, Brendan,
it wasn't a hair dryer.
By the way, Brendan said, I love the pool. Says to me this morning, I go, Brendan, there is no pool at this house.
You know, there's a pool somewhere. I was in a pool.
Yes, he was.
Somebody's got a great pool around here.
Sweeney was at the neighbor's
house. Sweeney, what Sweeney's trying to do is Tim's up on the balcony, right, and looking out over the backyard. There's a huge trampoline, yeah. And Sweeney's about got Tim convinced that he can hit it.
Yeah.
Jump
yeah.
on the trampoline and that's get back on the balcony.
There's a frozen turkey.
All these humanities.
Who knew they couldn't fly?
Sweeney's throwing turkeys over there.
They're hitting the ground like bags of wet cement.
We had a great
Les
time.
Les Nessman. All right. Thank you, Marcus. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcus Brunell. Yep.
AzaleaHospitality.com. Thanks, baby.
It is.
All right. Let's take a break. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. We're going to come back live from the Azalea House when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews here on PGATourRadio.com, joined by Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney. We've
Hello.
Had a great show so
Hello.
Far as we're coming to you today and every day from the Azalea House. Outside.
I have new clubs.
You got new clubs.
You guys are the best.
Club sodas,
everybody
not seals.
The best.
Frank has gotten some new clubs.
I have new clubs. I'll quit whining. You know, I need some new woods.
There are. We got some shoes on the table now, and we're going to talk about
we
shoes.
We do have
golf
some
shoes
cool
a little
shoes.
Bit.
I'm wearing them.
And I'm hoping that we're going to get a representative from Rolex here soon, and we'll all have watches, too.
Yep.
So,
well, we got Polex. Well,
you've got one. You've got a Rolex.
I bought a Polex the other day.
You got what?
You bought a Polex.
A Polex?
Yeah.
Polex. The one on the streets of New York.
it's right twice a day.
I'm sure it's real.
Right twice a day. Good gracious. Hey, by the way, shout out to Golf Genius before we jump in with our good friends. Golf Genius, discover why the USGA is collaborating with Golf Genius Software to provide tournament management software to their golf associations and their thousands of Gen member clubs nationwide. GolfGenius.com, Golf Genius Software. Check it out. The rest of this week we'll be having, by the way, some of the customers on with us.
That's brilliant.
Mike Zeisman. For maybe on. It's brilliant.
It's for anybody that's putting on a golf tournament, whether you're a big club or it's just you and 20 buddies that are going somewhere to this software lets you do it the way it should be done. So everybody's not screaming and complaining that,
well, who put that together?
It's always after the round and everybody's sitting
there. There's that
there.
One guy.
There's that one guy that's just mad about everything.
Like I never get free golf clubs.
Yeah. So Golf Genius takes care of all that for
you. Did
you
get me any balls?
So... No, we're going to try to steal some on the range. When we go
okay,
out there.
Speed's
hitting some, and whatever he's not hitting, we're going to take his ball. So,
well, you know what?
You'll have the best.
We were all together at Jordan Spieth's event and his family foundation event in Dallas. And
last fall.
Yeah. I tried to steal his clubs, but then Zach Johnson's clubs, too.
But we have Zach Johnson's putters.
We do have Zach Johnson's putters, Seymour Putter Company. And by the way, this is the 10th anniversary of Zach Johnson's Masters victory. And Seymour Putter Company has manufactured only 100 of the exact replica putter that Zach Johnson putted with.
And what number do you have, Frank?
I have the 017 of 100 Payne Stewart putter. But I'll have the hopefully Jim will give me the probably 005, I don't know. We've got a whole bag of Seymour putters.
The point to that story was that he almost stole Spieth and Zach Johnson's golf clubs.
I
you want them so bad.
I did.
So now that Frank has clubs, we've kept him out of jail
great
more than anything because he was that close to stealing things.
These FG Tour Wilson forged clubs, the V6s, are awesome.
Right now he has them. Say what, Wilson Golf has really stepped up in the last few years.
They have.
Especially with their new driver that came out. They're doing it the right way. They're competing. I mean, they have a lot of guys on tour.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
I'm on staff.
Kevin Streelman, you're on Wilson staff.
Yeah. Brendan Steele, yeah. The other Brendan, which is going pretty well. But I love them.
Yeah, you got some cool shoes too.
Yeah, I got me some canoes.
Canoes,
really?
Your canoes are cool canoes? Looking shoes.
They look like boat shoes.
They're topsiders.
Well, no, they're not topsiders.
Well, they're
better than topsiders.
They are.
But they're
they've got golf cleats. Look at this. They have golf cleats.
I'll tell you what.
Do we have anybody that could talk to us about those?
Instead of you painting a picture of obscurity.
Do you think we could get somebody on the show from canoes?
I don't know. There's anybody around here? How about Will Backus? Is Will here? Will, are you anywhere?
Will Backus,
you
in the house?
Are you somewhere
nearby? Table for Backus.
Where could Backus be? Oh,
table for Backus.
There he is right there in front
of us. Hey, guys. Sorry today.
What's up, guys?
He's the brand manager for canoes. And canoes are, as Brendan, we've been talking about, he's been wearing them all show.
They're awesome.
They're boat shoes.
They're cool. They're boat golf shoes, though. Look at that. How cool is that?
So I want to ask you, first of all,
Augusta Green.
As Brendan said, they look like another brand, if you will. Is that okay with you guys?
No,
I'm just saying, to familiarize people that visually need to understand what the shoe looks like? Yeah. Or does Boat Shoe say Topsider? People know what that is.
Well, for the last 10 years, Boat Shoe, the Boat Shoe style, has been the number one selling style of shoe in the U.S.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
So I did not know that.
It's something where, you know, we wanted to try to replicate something where people could wear it on and off the course. It's going to look good when you're playing. It's going to look good when you go to the bar, 19th hole, and, you know, what may come next. But also be functional when you want to play with your buddies, sometimes some tournament golf as well. And, you know, we like the form and function of how they perform.
So they you can wear these in the house.
Absolutely.
And don't hurt the floor or anything.
They smell good.
No, not at all.
They smell good.
They smell. Brendan has his nose stuck down.
Genuine
here,
leather.
Smell, they're not my shoes.
These are yeah, they're beautifully made. Are they it's all leather?
All leather upper. Yep, and a molded sole with a, you know, 7-spike outsole on the bottom, and they work. I wear them to work probably every day.
Where do you make these?
We have a manufacturing facility in Maine, and we manufacture overseas as well.
Now the lace on it, it's one continuous lace, right?
Yes.
So you can tighten them up. So if your foot's narrow or whatever, it's an easy fit.
Exactly right. So there's two eyelets on the top of the shoe as you look down at it. That's going to be traditional lacing system, but also it wraps around the entire back heel of the shoe. So you can really tighten it up or loosen it up as much as you want.
They're awesome. I put one on about 2 hours ago. And they're so comfortable.
You know what
and
size?
They're breathing.
The ones he brought up here to display for it. You know what size that is?
What's that?
It's a 10 and a half.
Is that your size?
You know what size I wear?
10 and a half. I bet. A 10 and a half.
Sounds like a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Matthew, here we go. Here
hey,
we go.
So just think.
Well,
hey,
I had to follow the guy who, you know, got, you know, brought up new golf clubs.
Well, I know.
So I had to do something.
It's like Christmas here.
We're trying to save you the frustration of taking all this stuff back.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Now, these are green. I assume you have a lot of colors. What colors do you guys have?
Yeah, for the men's styles, we have 7 different colors. You know, some darker colors, some more earth tones. For the ladies, we have 6 with our new spring line in total. We have 4 available right now. Canoes.com, CANOOS.com. And, you know, this time of year, certainly the Augusta shoe, which is the green upper and the white outsole on the bottom with the yellow spikes.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's a crowd favorite for a lot of reasons.
That's cool.
After May 1st, I think some of the other styles become a bit more popular to wear throughout the rest of the year.
How long have you been doing it? How old are these shoes, the company?
Those are fresh out of the box.
Thank you. Those are brand new.
Well, the company. You know, like a lot of good success stories, it started with a couple guys playing hooky. And it was a really unseasonably warm day in the Northeast a few years ago. And a couple guys went to play golf. They roped another guy in. And, you know, he had just casual work clothes on, including boat shoes. He happened to have his clubs in the car. But he decided it was more important to play than to play well. So he rerouted himself, went over to the course, had a great hit and giggle round with his buddies. After the round, he said, well, that was a lot of fun. I wish I played a little better, like all of us amateur golfers do. And he said, but I've never been more comfortable wearing those shoes. So that night, Canoes was born. He took a drill into the bottom of one of his boat shoes and started stuffing the Black Widow spikes into the bottom of them. And many iterations later and a lot of prototypes and a couple patents now, you know, Canoes is alive and well, and we're really excited to be here.
A couple of years. Now, let me ask you, because somebody would ask maybe about support, right? Because it's not normally what you would think of a golf shoe that's a boat shoe as far as twisting and torquing and everything you do when you're hitting a golf ball. The support is fine?
The support's fine. You know, candidly, the first few rounds I played in them, I wanted there to be a couple problems because I wanted to be able to go back to our production team to say, hey, you know, elongate the spike in the left rear so when you have the start of the backswing. I probably have about 2 dozen rounds under my belt with them on. I'm from the Northeast, so a lot of, you know, over the river and through the woods, Donald Ross courses. And
got to love me some Donald Ross.
Yeah. And I, quite honestly, I've walked in half of those rounds. I've yet to have a problem swinging or walking, even on the hills. I don't hit it in the short grass as much anymore, so even in the longer off and some of the pine straw, there's not been an issue.
Very cool.
They're really cool. Arch support's in there, too. Look at that.
And what do people that you play with, they obviously notice it. What do they say? What are the comments you get?
I want some.
The eyes get a bit wide, for sure. And then I show them it's, you know, did you forget something? No, I kick up my foot, and they see it's a golf spike. And then they spend the first 3 or 4 holes, you know, a little curious about what's going on. They look down the scorecard on the 4th or 5th hole and say, oh, wow, I guess they do work. And
So you're saying you beat them?
Certainly competitive.
Pretty much. Certainly competitive. Well spoken. Very politically correct. So with this team up here, I mean.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Are you going after green grass? How are you distributing them?
We have about 200 to 230 right now pro shop partners across the U.S. We're really excited about that and how we're growing the brand that way. Certainly the growth we've had through the PGA show and the word of mouth that we've had has been very, very good. When I came on board a little less than a year ago, some of the salespeople were commenting that, you know, they were really having a tough time competing with, you know, people sending what FootJoy and that. And our goal is not to compete against FootJoy. It's to be with them and to sit next,
sure,
you know, next to FootJoys or Echoes alongside them in the locker. You know,
it's a lifestyle.
It is. And again, you want, you know, the thesis of the brand is to golf in the shoes that got you there and to wear them to the course, on the course, the 19th hole, and whatever happens next. A lot of people this weekend and previously have really said, you know, one of the things I like about the brand is that when I'm going away from
putting on the shoes.
There you go.
Put on the
shoes.
He said, talk among yourselves. I'm putting on the shoes. Sorry to interrupt you. But
no. You know, guys who go away for guys' weekends, they're not packing, you know, the dress shoes, the golf shoes. And now you can just pack one pair of shoes. It's a small thing. But when you're in the middle of it, it makes a difference.
No, it's a huge, I will tell you, it's a huge difference because I had to pay an extra $75 because of the weight of my bag because I had two pairs of golf shoes and two pairs of dress shoes.
You need a Sherpa when you travel.
I do travel.
You are
heavy.
Like the male, you're a chick.
I travel with a lot of
clothes. You're like a male chick.
But I have the shoe.
But
the
that's
shoe
okay. We don't judge here on Golf Talk America.
I know. I have new clubs. You know? Well, no, these canoes are bad, cool shoes. And now Tim has on new canoes.
They're very comfortable.
How do we get them? Good. Retail, how much are we talking?
Retail's for $150.
Got it.
What I want to do is extend an offer for your listeners. If they go to the website canoes.com and plug in the promo code GolfTalk, we'll give them another 15% off.
Sweet.
I can't do the math, but that's
free,
like,
shipping.
It's like another $20 or something.
Absolutely. Right, close there. To 30.
They really are comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's these are close to 30. Yeah.
You absolutely can tell it's good quality leather too. I mean, it's not,
it is,
you know,
pretty,
not made. Yeah, they're not made.
They look good with your tan khakis
in a cheap way. Yeah,
and we're pretty proud of the product.
There is.
It's a cool product.
And there's, like you said, five, six different colors.
Yes.
To choose from.
Yep, for both men and ladies.
All on the website.
Can you get a custom job done? You want to get logos on there?
You know, it's funny you ask that. We're involved with a couple different tournaments. Certainly, we're on the feet of a lot of the gallery guards here at the Masters.
Right.
That's a great
for the
idea.
Second year
sure.
in a row.
Sure.
We've partnered with the partners, maybe a strong word, given the USGA, but for the U.S. Senior Open that's up at Salem Country Club. We're
beautiful
gonna be,
Donald Ross track.
Exactly. And we're going to be on the feet of a lot of the volunteers and marshals up there as well. And we did a customized red, white, and blue shoe for the U.S. Senior Open for them.
That's cool.
Actually, we're having the first ever senior women's major in July at French Lick. Well, I'll talk to you when we're done. Maybe we can see if we can work out a deal for our volunteers.
Yeah, the feedback on those has been fantastic. And, you know, people, when they see them, they touch and feel them. They're very intrigued. They turn them over to see the spikes. They say, oh, wow, that's cool. You know, sometimes they put them down. Obviously, the first question, like you all said, is about stability.
Oh, they're great.
That answers itself when people take 10 swings on them.
We're gonna take 10 swings with Frank's
right.
new golf club.
No,
later
no
over here.
Not with my new clubs. No.
Wait. We get you new golf clubs.
I don't want you to.
And you're not
going to
share them.
Yeah. Okay, y'all can hit them.
Good God.
Y'all can
it's like
hit
it's like a 6 year old.
He is. Remember yesterday? It's raining here yesterday, and he's freaking out because somebody took my umbrella. Somebody took my umbrella. Where's my umbrella? Yeah. Where'd you get that umbrella, Frank?
From you.
Yeah. Now he needs a new one. Yeah. That'll be the new thing.
Poor Chris Domain's running around trying to put out fires in the middle of a thunderstorm. Go figure that one out. And
how,
he borrowed your
work?
Umbrella.
He borrowed my umbrella. That was awesome. Fine.
We've been talking, awesome. By the way, with Will Backus, and Will is the brand manager for Canoes. Some very, very cool boat shoe / golf shoe that you can wear on and
slash
off.
Casual?
On and off the golf course. Canoes.com.
And they're soft. You know,
is the website.
Yes.
So
if you have a boat, you can wear these on your boat, and they'll work just fine. They won't scratch the boat.
I don't have a boat. I'm going to start complaining a lot.
You want a boat?
Give me a boat. I have no boat.
I think a lot of boat owners prefer barefoot, but
I do.
Certainly do that.
But I'll tell you, once you fall down two or three times on your boat,
you need
to have some shoes on.
Very cool.
I don't want people getting on my boat with regular shoes on. That's like the biggest no-no on the face of the earth. These are cool shoes. I mean,
you have a boat?
High grain?
I used to. I sold it.
Oh, there you go. Happiest day of your life, right?
I'll tell you what. When I bought that boat, my golf game went into the ditch.
Well, now that you have new clubs and no boat, there's no excuses for it.
There are no excuses. Well, I need a teacher.
We can do it.
Who do you think?
Oh, you'll be wearing some canoe shoes on your next tee time.
I will.
Absolutely.
I will. Absolutely.
All right, Will, we appreciate everything you're doing.
So
we
much.
Appreciate your support with the Azalea House.
Absolutely.
And first year here with us, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, next year I got to get a new booking agent following Major Ed and
oh,
Marcus.
No, you've done great.
His business card say the CEO of Fun?
I mean, everything. Just change your card up a little bit.
It's a cool card, too.
That like, is a cool
like
card.
Like
it's clear.
Kind of. Yeah,
kind
you
of
can see through it.
Yeah.
You guys are innovative. I mean, Will, it's crazy how good you guys are. Bunch of New Englanders?
Yeah, the company's based in Boston in that subtle New England sports town you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You get Gronk in some of these. You got to make it like a size,
make them that big.
Size 16 or something. He'll be wearing those.
Huge.
Put the cleats a little bit bigger. He'll wear those on the field.
Be like that.
Those are beautiful.
Huge.
Anyway, well, thanks guys. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
All the best. Of luck, too.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all the best.
Will Backus.
Thank you.
Canoes.com is the website. Check them out. You'll see these really, really cool shoes that they have there. Oh, we're taking pictures. We're doing all this.
We're taking pictures. It's been a long show, but a good show today.
That Facebook thing will take off.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it'll stick.
Don't buy the stock. I don't think it'll happen.
We have the Twitter, too.
The
Instagram.
Are you going to do the Twitter?
The Twitter.
Dad, do you do the Twitter?
Oh, we got your little sister. Thank you very much.
Okie dokie.
I need to get a massage. Is there a masseuse anywhere around here? Oh, there she is.
There we have the masseuse here at Azalea House. Holy this is what a fun time. We're at the Masters. We're in Augusta,
the 81st plane of the Masters.
Yes.
Can we go home now?
And so what was Danny Willett serving tonight?
Danny Willett was serving
Sunday
mush
roast
at mush and hash and I think wood chips.
Wood chips. Yeah.
Well,
it's just
in
a
England,
typical British
last
meal,
night, wood chips is the number one source of dental floss.
they use.
And last night, Brendan Sweeney treated us to $100 two pizzas, whatever it was.
Yeah,
how much was that?
$40. $38 for two.
Did
two
you
Domino's
tip the driver?
You could have bought a nice bottle of wine for that, you know?
Well, we could get a nice bottle of vodka
from our buddy Bill. Do we have a bar
Bill
at that
Conwell.
House? Is there a bar at that
vodka,
house?
We haven't been down there yet. We have to
capitalize on that bar. There's a TV down there, too.
Huge.
Could we watch that?
And a workout room.
I was down there.
And morning. An arcade down there.
There's a pool table.
Did I mention there's a trampoline in the backyard?
Oh, and now you're saying we're moving. Are we been evicted already?
No, we're moving.
We are such bad tenants that in 3 days we're already getting booted out of our house.
You're going through the people's closets.
Don't ever do that. Just word of advice, boys and girls. Don't go through strange people's closets. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You have no idea
what you might find.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Brendan Sweeney.
Your hair was perfect.
Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to lose Brendan after the show tomorrow.
He has to get back on purpose. We're going
to
lose him.
That's fine. Yeah.
No.
That's fine.
We're
going
to take him out in the woods, and we're going
to
lose him.
To me, Augusta's like Vegas. Anything more than 72 hours.
Really?
Starts
yeah, we're going to be no. here for about 400 hours.
Yeah, we're here all week.
I appreciate everything.
We're like
you guys, like
a bad Vegas act, Frank and I. We'll be here all week.
Yeah. Enjoy
the show Saturday.
Anybody here from Peoria?
Anybody. Thank you.
Let's do some karaoke.
No karaoke?
Okay.
Yeah, we got karaoke
this
tonight.
This is PGHR
Laura
Brina.
So. Laura Brina tonight.
Laura Brina. I'm going to sing with her tonight, by the way. I'm doing a song with her.
Wow, I look forward to that. That'll bring the crowds in.
brought a tear to my eyes.
Frank will stand up there with his golf clubs.
Look at that guy.
Tiny bubble.
He's like caveman.
The Dean Martin club, golf club radio, right?
Sun,
here.
Ball in sky, donut, yum yum. Yes, he's there.
Okay. Back to Alex.
Hey, you
want to
get us out of here?
Yeah, I'm about ready.
By the way, before we get out of here, I just want one more big shout out to Shipsticks, who shipped in all the Seymour putters, the bags. My Seymour tour bag.
Your Wilson stuff.
And now my Wilson stuff will be shipped back via Shipsticks.
Wow.
Wilson Golf, thank you so much. Thanks for providing some great products.
And check out Golf Genius, too.
Well, if you go to Golf Genius.
And French Lick Resort, that's not a bad place to
check. Well, I was going to say something
about
that later.
Don't overlap promos here.
Yeah, that's right. But Golf Genius, guys, the software, golfgenius.com, go there. It'll
change your life.
It's pretty cool stuff. It really, really is. And Mike Zeisman, who is the CEO of Golf Genius, he has a little background in software. He knows a little bit about something because he's Lotus. He was
really?
Lotus software.
Really?
So he,
you know, I had that idea, but I didn't go with
it. You didn't go with it?
No, and I should
kind
have.
Like Facebook,
he stole it.
Google.
Next thing you know,
Yahoo.
I think he sold the company and made like $20. So
yeah, they're great people.
I blew it.
Great people at
Golf Genius.
Thank you for being such a good sponsor for Golf Talk America, and we look forward to a long, long relationship. We'll have some of your people on later this week. So,
sure.
Tim.
Thank you, everybody.
Go to Tim. Yeah.
We had a great show. Thank you to Major Ed for being with us. Thank you certainly to Will Backus. Check out Canoes. Very, very cool shoes. And don't forget to check out AzaleaHospitality.com for any need of any big event you want to go to. They will take care of you. We do love everybody here at Azalea House. For Frank Bassett, Brendan Sweeney, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf Talk America. Please join us next time. Until then, we love you.